views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. Good morning, Maricopa County. It's Friday. Hey, that was a tough week, wasn't it? Take advantage of your time off this weekend. Please take some time to get some rest and get filled with the Holy Ghost. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. Thank you for tuning into the program. False prophets running amok in the country. How do you spot them? That's the subject of our Bible study today. Would you do me a favor and pick up the telephone, your cell phone or your telephone at home, and call someone right now so they can catch the Bible study? This is the last one for this week. It's Friday morning. You're on your way to work, and I'm about to blow your mind. This is Brother Mike. I am the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Central Phoenix on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. Very easy to find, particularly Sunday nights, for our healing and deliverance service at 6 o'clock. I will see you there this Sunday night, 6 p.m., at the House of Healing, which is just east of the VA Hospital on 11th Street, south of Indian School Road. Please come visit us. You can catch this radio program all over the world right now at familyvaluesradio.net and catch the radio programs 24 hours a day on hardcorechristianity.com. The Spiritual Warfare Seminar is on October 24th, Friday at 6 o'clock. I'll see you at the Ramada Inn on I-17. Please call to reserve a seat. It will be standing room only, like our first seminar, 602-636-5800. You will need to call and register to get a seat because we won't have any room for walk-ins. 636-5800. I'll see you October 24th, Friday at the Ramada Inn. Spiritual Warfare Seminar. This one's going to blow your mind. Before I got in the ministry, I was a certified counselor here in Phoenix, and I have been counseling for almost 30 years. If you need counseling and you're a born-again Christian and you don't have any money, let's say you're going through some tough times right now. Duh. The country's about to enter a depression because of the thieves, crooks, and robbers in Washington. And we got two more vying for the job right now. Can you believe those two guys? One of them's Beelzy, the other one's Bub. Beelzebub. Yeah. Well, those two guys are rotten to the core. Can you believe it? They're both chock full of demons. It's unbelievable how corrupt and rotten politicians are. It's embarrassing. I'll tell you what, there's a special place burning in hell for politicians. These people are professional liars. They've stole all the money. Well, that's not going to affect your chances to get healed at all. 602-636-5800 for free counseling service. Please call today. I'll see you Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Please show up on time or you won't get a good seat. All right. There's false prophets all over the country now. I've been telling you they're overrunning us. It's not just here. I went on a missionary trip to Nigeria. Oh, my God, I could not believe my eyes. There were false prophets springing up all over Nigeria. Everybody has got a word from the Lord. Everybody's a seer and a prophet and so on. I mean, it's getting crazy. Here in America, it's bad. We've got prophets. We've got seers. Wow, it's unbelievable. Charismatics, Pentecostals, prophetics, all running around claiming to be prophets and apostles from God. I mean, I'm telling you, it's getting scary. I mean, it's leaving your hands sweating. How do you spot these people? How do you know a false prophet? Well, thank you for asking. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1. Yahweh, the great God of the Hebrews, says through Moses, the great prophet, quote, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and they give you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or wonder comes to pass, that he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them. You will not hearken to the words of that prophet. Now, here's one of the symptoms of a false prophet. It can be, not all the time. Nabi is the Hebrew word that means for prophet, which means an inspired person. Signs and wonders can be done by demons, and sometimes these false prophets are able to do signs and wonders. Then it goes on to say, in chapter 18, verse 22, when a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if that thing does not follow through or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. So that's the second thing. Not only can a false prophet do signs and wonders, you have to check those, but also if they speak words and predictions that do not come true, that's a red flag that person is not from Jehovah. In verse 22, it also says that the prophet has spoken these words presumptuously. You do not need to be afraid of him. Zadon is the Hebrew word that means not presumptuous, but arrogantly. Arrogantly. Jeremiah 23, verse 9 gives us more insights into what are the earmarks of a false prophet. Quote, mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I'm like a drunken man, Jeremiah says. I mean, he can't believe all these phony prophets running around. He was a hardcore, on-the-money, legitimate prophet of Jehovah. These other ones were fake, and they were all over Israel. Verse 10, he says, the land is full of adulterers. And because of the swearing, the land is mourning. Their course is evil, it says here. So here's some more symptoms. False prophets are usually involved in cursing and swearing behind the scenes and in adultery and in behind-the-scenes evil. If you take a close look at their life, you're going to catch this fruit and you're going to know they're fakes. Verse 11, Jeremiah 23, for both prophet and priest are profane. I have seen their wickedness, saith the Lord. The Hebrew word for priest is kohen, which means one who officiates or an officiator. And it says here, the prophets and the priests are profane. You talk about profane. Did you know the Roman Catholic Church has the most corrupt priests of any religion in the world? Did you know that the Los Angeles Diocese last year paid out $750 million to settle personal injury civil suits involving child abuse and sexual perversion against priests? You believe that? $750 million. The priests are profane. Ugh, no kidding. Duh. About $750 million worth of them. Verse 14, I have seen also the prophets of Jerusalem. It's a horrible thing. They commit adultery. They walk in lies. They strengthen the hands of evildoers. Here's some more symptoms of a phony prophet. Right here. They're profane. They have wickedness. They lie all the time. And they strengthen the evildoers. How? Because they become friends of sinners. They get a pat on the back. They get favors. Sinners try to use them for political purposes. It happens all the time. Verse 16 says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not to the words of these prophets or the ones that prophesy to you, for they make you vain. That's another symptom of a phony prophet. They give you false hope. They make you vain. It says, quote, they speak a vision of their own heart. Now, the Hebrew word for vision here, chazon, means a mental vision or sight. Something in the mind. They see something in the mind, and the prophet is fooled. He thinks it's actually a vision from God, when in fact it's a familiar spirit cooking up a vision in his mind. I have not sent these prophets, saith the Lord, verse 21. I have not spoken to them, and they prophesied. Anyway. But if they had stood in my counsel, says the Lord, they would have caused my people to hear my words, and they should have turned from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Now, that's another red flag. If somebody's a false prophet, they don't spend hardly any time on repentance and turning from sin. You'll see that. A true prophet always focuses on that subject. Can you believe that? Yeah, it's the truth. That's what the Word of God's doing here. It's pointing out the symptoms or earmarks of false prophets. Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 3. Thus saith the Lord, woe unto foolish prophets that follow their own spirit, but they have seen nothing. Ra'ah is the Hebrew word for seeing there, and it means to see in the spirit world. They've seen nothing. They're just following their own spirit. You see, the familiar spirits in the brain make up stuff, and the prophet isn't smart enough to catch it. In verse 4, O Israel, your prophets are like foxes in the desert. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saith the Lord. I have not sent them. They have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. See, what they do is false prophets will usually give you nothing but good words, building you up to try and get money out of you. And it says they have actually seen vanity and lying divinations. Kesem is the Hebrew word for divination there. It means to be determined by lot. In other words, many times these false prophets are getting a demonic inspiration, and then they're kind of filling it in or just casting lots on the rest of it. You know, a lot of times you hear somebody give a prophecy, thus saith the Lord, and it could apply to like 50 people in the room. They're so vague and so general. They're not even real prophecies. They're a sham. Verse 6 says, they have seen vanity. Shav is the Hebrew word that means uselessness. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 25, there is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst. They are like roaring lions ravaging prey. They devour souls. They take treasure and precious things. That's another earmark of a false prophet. They love material things. They like money and gifts. That's right. Verse 26 has other symptoms. It says, her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. No kidding. They have put no difference between the holy and the profane. That's right. The false prophets will blend sin in with holiness, making sin not seem so important. Verse 27 says, they destroy souls in order to get dishonest gain. Exactly. They want material things and money. That's a major emphasis of false prophets. They call in, they say, yeah, I'll come to your church, but I got to have a guarantee of $15,000. I need a limousine to pick me up at the airport, and I need to stay in a 5-star hotel, and I need these amenities at the hotel, and blah, 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 blah. It never ends, you know. And never, these phony prophets, as the Word of God has pointed out to us, are always focusing on money, sin, evil, swearing. You can see these symptoms that you can use to catch phony prophets. If you feel that you picked up familiar spirits or seducing spirits from listening to phony prophets, you need to be delivered from demons. You need to be delivered now. 602-636-5800. I see 2 to 6 people a day delivered from evil spirits and sicknesses at the House of Healing. Please call for an appointment today. The Lord wants to heal you. This is Brother Mike. It's Friday. The week is over. I will see you Monday morning on your way to work. See you next time.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.